Welcome to Career Tools. Today's topic, job boards, part one. Here we go. A lot of folks, when they first start thinking about transitioning into some new role, looking for a job somewhere, the first place they tend to go are the job boards, right? I mean, that's right. Where they, and they go there every day, and they just literally get sucked up into these, to the activity of looking at job boards, and think that they're really doing something. They're making a lot of progress, and
yeah,
they're confused because they're not the end all be all of a job search.
Yeah, it's the old activity versus accomplishment thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they'd be better served, you know, spreading their energies a little bit between, you know, building their network, you know, research, contacting recruiters. There's a number of things, and job boards being probably toward the end of that.
But they're still part of a search. Yeah, they're still part of an effective search to spend time on job boards. I'll tell you something. Before we get into it, I have to say, it's really sort of good timing. Obviously, there's a, you know, recording this in the latter half of 2011. Certainly, the market hasn't improved yet, but at some point it will. I have to tell you, I've read two articles recently about, related to this general topic of job searches. It's something Wendy and I talk about three or four times every week. And I'll tell you something. We've got to talk about job boards. People have got to know how to be effective on them and how to spend less time on them. But there is a theme with job boards that is really detrimental to a lot of people's search. I read a great story in the Wall Street Journal recently about a lady who I want to say is 95 now, but when she was during the Depression in the United States, I want to say her husband lost his job. And so she had to go looking for work, and she was living in New York, and she went to the top floor of a building and knocked on every door and said, "I'm looking for work. I'm looking for work. I'm looking for work." And was told no, 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 no. And then got into another building, and after hundreds of rejections, making face-to-face contact with people. Now, I know there are people who listen right now and says, "Well, Mark, we don't have to do that. There's the internet." Well, okay, bear with me. And then finally, somebody said, "Well, yeah, actually, we fired our office manager or our secretary this morning, and so we have an opening." And she had a typing test and a shorthand test, and she passed, and she got the job. And it was a matter of timing. And folks, I'm telling you now, these things happen all the time, and the work that happens on job boards is, after a fashion, passive, even though it takes you doing something. It's still in the market, a passive effort. And the fact is, there's that, by the way, was a lead story in an article about how connections, face-to-face connections, deeper connections, personal connections, is the way you have job search success. And I also read something recently saying that people say, "I'm spending a good bit of time searching," and 21% of their time is searching for openings on job boards, which may or may not be in their actual location. And we'll have more to say about that in the coming months. But you've got to know how to manage your time on job boards. And job boards do not take the place of face-to-face conversation. They just don't. They can't. They're important, and they're not as important as would be indicated by the percentage of time people spend on them, mistakenly believing that they're making a connection with someone.
Right. Okay. That all said, we're going to talk about how to use job boards effectively. Right.
Yeah. Look, we've got a series of specific suggestions, seven suggestions. The first thing you got to do, and this is going to kill people, but folks, you don't understand. If the first point surprises you, you don't understand job boards. And that is, number one, select 8 job boards. Okay. Number two, you've got to post a profile of yourself. Number three, you've got to post a resume. Number four, you've got to update your profile and your resume monthly. Okay. But this doesn't take hours to do, by the way. You've got to use, number five, you've got to use RSS feeds to save yourself time. The job boards will send you information. You don't have to go to the board. You've got to review your status and effectiveness quarterly to make sure it's useful in some fashion. And number seven, you've got to use LinkedIn as well. You might not think of it as a job board, but you've got to also be on LinkedIn as a form of electronic job search assistance, which is what job boards are.
Okay, select 8 job boards. Now, are you kidding me? Are you suggesting that people select more than 8 job boards, or you're saying you need to do 8? I personally can't imagine 8 job boards. That's a lot of work.
Let me date myself with my answer. 8 is enough.
8 is enough. Oh,
okay. 8 is a lot. Look, 8 is a lot.
Nobody got that, by the way.
The way we're going to tell you to use them, to choose them, and to set up your profile means you're probably going to spend 4 to 6 hours getting it all set up and an hour a month on maintenance. It won't take away from the plenty of time you ought to be spending on the other strategies, the face-to-face strategies, the having coffee with people, the handing people your resume and so on that we recommend for people's search. Now, look, we're not suggesting you just pick any 8 boards at random, but you'll need 2 each in each of 4 categories. And that's, we said 8 as to make an effect, but there are different categories, folks. Don't just pick 8 at random, but you, if you don't know that there are categories of job search or categories of job boards, then you're at a disadvantage in the marketplace.
Okay. No, I didn't know that.
There are general boards, right? I think what most people would say, like Monster. There are industry specific boards. There are aggregators, Holy Toledo, people don't know about this. And then there's location-specific boards as well, right? Okay, so let's talk about each one. General boards, right? Monster and Career Builder are 2 examples that come to mind very quickly, which tells you something about the power of advertising, because the vast majority who are listening to us have never been on these job boards and yet know about Monster and Career Builder. Look, big boards like Monster, Career Builder, and others are attractive to employers because they have massive databases, right? There's no restrictions at all on geography, on what, you know, anybody, anywhere could put up there. Wendy wants to remind us in the United Kingdom, the job board at read.co.uk is similar. It's like a job board, even though it's associated with one recruitment company, Read. Look, before you choose which general board, 2 of them, that's what we're recommending, 2 of them. Do a quick search on that board, on the job title, the salary, the geography you're looking for. Make sure that at least a few jobs come up that meet your needs, even if they're a little bit old, right? If there's nothing at all, you're wasting your time. And there are some general boards that don't cover in a particular area. Now, it's not that general board says, oh, we're not covering in this area. It's that nobody is using it in your industry or location or whatever. And if there's not a market, and by market, we mean buyers and sellers, right? Yeah. And look, you could argue chicken and egg all day long, right? You could say, well, maybe if there were more resumes with that, it's actually not accurate. Let's assume for a moment, I know I'm going to upset some people here, but let's assume the egg came before the chicken, okay? If the egg came before the chicken, then the company is the egg, okay? You're not going to find if there's no openings posted on a general job board in a general area, having all of your friends post their resumes isn't likely to increase the chances that a company, I suppose it's possible, but then we go back to chicken and egg again. So don't waste your time on a general job board thinking, well, I'm a PhD in psychoanalysis with a specialty in communicating that to senior executives and how it might help their recruiting efforts, and you don't find anybody recruiting for jobs that you've done or that you're interested in or that you know exist, then that's probably not a good general board for you. Okay? Look, Google the name of a company you'd like to work for that you think has openings in your area and see which board they advertise on. If one company in an industry is using a particular job board, their competitors are probably on that same job board because they know that will increase the chances that there's a broader availability of talent there. For instance, if you Google oceaneering as a job, right, you can see they advertise on their own website, right? There's a couple of industry-specific boards, Trovit, right? And there's another one called Indeed, and then they also do Career Builder. So when you choose a general board, if you want to work for them or their competitors, you would choose Career Builder as one of your options because Oceaneering, they choose Career Builder. And by the way, Oceaneering is a global oil field provider. If you're doing Oceaneering, they're doing engineered services products, primarily in that area you're talking about, offshore oil and gas industry. So you've got to be smart. Don't just go to Monster, not saying nothing against Monster, nothing against Career Builder either, but be smart. make sure that there's a market there. And the market, again, is buyers and sellers. You're a seller. Are there buyers? If there are no buyers, right? If there's a bazaar in the center of your town and you're off on some side street and nobody ever comes by, you're unlikely to sell. Not because your product's not good, but because there are no buyers.
Right. How about more targeted boards, like industry-specific boards?
Yeah. So look, again, find a couple of boards that are specific to your industry. You know, if you Google maritime jobs, as an example, keeping in that general vein, there are five or six industry-specific job boards to choose from. Now, don't Google maritime. You've got to Google jobs, and jobs is a hugely important word on the internet. You know, there are all kinds of companies who do SEO, search engine optimization, and so on. And it's built around jobs and the word openings and things like that, careers and so on. Again, do the search to make sure the jobs they have are relevant and that you're choosing those that your target companies are using. So you got to Google your company and go to the website and find out where they might be advertising. Now, some industries use some non-traditional job boards. If you're a contract IT programmer, Mike and I can tell you, Craigslist is a great one. You may not think of it as a job board, although there are people at Craigslist who say, oh, we're absolutely a job board. But there's a difference between people who use you as a job board and identifying yourself as a job board the way Monster and Career Builder do. But that doesn't matter. Don't eliminate something like Craigslist because it certainly serves that purpose. You ask around your peer group, find out if using one of your eight slots or two in the industry specific thing on one of those non-traditional sources will be valuable. And, you know, if five of your friends say, yeah, people say that, but I haven't seen anybody. I don't know anybody. Then, okay. It may not be terribly scientific, but there's no numbers on percentages of all this stuff. And so we're making a general recommendation. Talk to your friends, validate it, and then make a decision. And I got to tell you, you ought to be coming to our forums and you ought to be asking, hey, listen, here's my background. Does anybody hire in this area? Does anybody know? What does your company use? Are there industry-specific boards and so on? And that's the way to do it. There's somebody in our membership and the tens of thousands of people who are members and who are on our website that in the forums who can tell you, no, there's something you never heard of. It's kind of small. It's kind of niche, but it's really good. And they're trying to grow their business. This is where I would put your resume.
Good. Now, how about the friends of original search engines, aggregators? Because, of course, the search engines appreciate that everybody uses their stuff for free.
Right. Yeah, but look, the fact that you could argue that Monster and Career Builder don't like job boards like Indeed or Simply Hired, you know, the fact that that's true doesn't mean that there isn't a value for
the searcher of jobs, right?
Aggregators scrape other job boards and company websites. They have bots who go out and do it looking for job advertisements. They make their money from advertising to the users of the page, right? They have an advertising supported model rather than a company hiring supported model, rather than charging employers to list. Using a board like that allows you to cover a broad range of opportunities without having to go to all the individual sources. I don't hear people tell me all the time, oh, you know, I got my job through Simply Hired or Indeed. But then I don't hear people saying, oh, yeah, Monster did it or Career Builder did it. And because of that, you know, Wendy and I have really come to the conclusion this is an important part of your job search, but it is not the most important part. If you want to do well in your job search, if there are 5 or 10 parts, you need to spend time on each one of them proportional to the value they may represent. And different industries tend to have different weightings about the various behaviors that make you successful. But you can't ignore the digital value, the spread, the reach, the scope of job boards. And that's why we're talking about it. We just have to put it in context.
Right. Now, if you're looking for a job in a specific geographical region, then location-specific boards have to be on your list, right?
Yeah. Look, when I mentioned this to somebody, I was in, where was I? Oh, I was in San Jose recently, and I was talking to a client. And I said, well, you need to do an industry-specific search. And this person said, which ones? I said, well, let me look at my list. Now, my list actually was a couple of years old, wasn't as accurate. And so I did some poking around and said, well, here are a couple. You know, as it turned out, he was in San Jose and not in technology. But I was surprised. I said, you totally need something for the Valley. And he's like, really? There are Valley things? I said, look, if nothing else, the Mercury News has to have something, right? San Jose Mercury News, one of the best newspapers in the country, certainly from covering technology, some of the smartest technology people in the country writing for the Mercury News. Anyway, if you're going to do industry specific, you might as well do location specific. And I'm amazed at the number of people who get mad at Monster because they find a job in Minneapolis that's perfect for them and they live in Austin and they say, well, I'm not moving. Well, that's just teasing me. I'm like, wow, dude. Right? So look, find two boards which are specific to your location. On the first search page in Texas jobs in Google, there are five location-specific boards. Now, maybe you're thinking Texas is too big. You wouldn't move from San Antonio to Dallas. Okay, that's fine. But I'd be willing to bet there's a few in San Antonio. There's a few in Atlanta. There's probably some in Chattanooga. They're not as robust as Monster. They're not as big, but they're all in Chattanooga. I can't imagine how many there are in London. I bet you it breaks down to community areas in London, Westminster and Mayfair and the West End and all that stuff. So, yeah, location-specific, industry-specific, you've got to use aggregators and you got to use a broad, a big one.
Right. Now, it amazes me the number of people who go out and use job boards, but they never post a profile and they're missing something as a result of that, aren't they? They're making it harder on themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. You have to do both. We'll talk about resume in just a minute. You've got to complete a profile. It actually saves you time. You've got to register so you can post your resume. Look, they want to be able to reach out to you. They want to grow their business. And that's the agreement you have with
them. I don't want them bothering me. I want to find the jobs and only reach out when I'm interested.
Yeah, but the problem with that is you if you don't register, then you're not having alerts sent to you. And you don't have to go. You can only look at the alerts that are of interest to you. And I actually recommend when you register, be as broad as possible, be deluged with opportunities that you're not interested in, and then begin to whittle it down. I've done this for years with RSS feeds. I don't understand it. I'll say, okay, if I have a question about whether or not an RSS feed, which we'll get to in a minute, is of value to me, I'll say, okay, we'll try it. And after 30 days, if I'm getting the RSS feed and I look at the first little bit of an article, I'm like, I'm not going to read that. An article that I never would have been exposed to before in some magazine I never would have read before. Recently, I got interested in an English language version of a magazine that covered Brazil really well. And I feel like Brazil is going to make a big difference in the world in the next 20 years. And I suspect we'll go down there at some point. And I saw 20 articles. I read them. No. And then a couple I thought were very, very interesting. And what I do is if I've gone 30 days and there's a bunch of stuff that's not interesting to me, I'm like, okay, that one was a mistake. No big deal. Right? I told somebody the other day that most executives that I know of, let me put it this way. It's Horseman's law of not understanding executive life as a manager. No, it's Horseman's first law about managers not understanding executive life. And I bet I'm going to get some mail about this. Managers assume that executives have to be right 95% of the time. Executives hope that they can be right 70 to 75% of the time. And if you're right 75% of the time, that's your right. You're right three times and you make a mistake every fourth time. That's pretty darn good. If all the executives were right all the time, the company would be growing by 50% a year. And I'm just checking real quick. Oh, yeah, there aren't any of those in the top 10,000 companies in the world growing year after year at 50%. Maybe in the beginning, right? But if your numbers are only $1,000, doubling your revenue is, you know, growing 100% is not that hard. So I think a lot of times people mistakenly believe, oh, let's try to get it exactly targeted and so on, and then wonder why they're not getting any alerts. It's okay to start a little bit more broadly and then narrow things down. So you've got to post a profile so you can have alerts sent to you and you don't have to manually check it. The profile also is what recruiters will see when they do a candidate search. This is a big misunderstanding of people, the idea that, oh, they're all going to look at my resume. If you complete it fully, you're going to increase the chances that you're going to be found in a search and looked at, and they'll have more information rather than less. Look, folks, a lot of times people say, well, I don't want to tell them everything. I only want to tell them the things they want to know. My experience has been that you don't know what it is companies want to know. And don't feel bad about that. We're not suggesting you should know. But the point is, more information is better. If you give more information and they choose to say no, that's probably an indication that you weren't a fit. But if you give more information and they say yes, then that's a good indication that you're much further along than you would have been if they had just had a 20-second conversation with you at a job fair, for instance. Now, let me contradict some things. We'll get some mail about this as well. This is a case, though, where you do want to include keywords to help the search engine find you. We have a big issue with that. People loading the top of their resume with, you know, putting all kinds of keywords. And they all say the same thing. Dynamic, team-oriented, results-achieving leader who communicates effectively across international boundaries for, I mean, literally, it's an adjective. It's an adjective story.
Yeah. I've never seen that before. Never.
And by the way, everybody I know says that.
Yeah, exactly.
While you wouldn't do that on your resume, you absolutely must. We recommend it in your profile on job boards. For example, Monster has a skills section, right? Include all the computer languages and the softwares that you can use there. You probably don't need to include Fortran, right? But anything that's current in the last 10 years, you want to put it down. It's likely a recruiter will search the skills section for, as an example, IBM Web Server Application Server 7, version 7. You can actually be that specific. Recruiters do those kind of specific searches among profiles on the job board. Now, you might think, well, I thought the resume would do that. No, you don't. No, the resume is about what you've done and how well you've done it, not every single solitary skill you have. Okay, so you've got to post a profile so that you can at least in the example of Monster, include that skills bit, because they will do keyword searches using your profile.
Good. Now, then, of course, you have to post a resume, right? Now, I'll let you talk about that, but I also want you to comment on the fact that in our resume and interviewing series, we talk about having a specific resume for each opportunity. And that's a little harder here. So are we suggesting multiple resumes, a single resume? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, look, you can sometimes upload multiple versions of your resume, but we generally don't recommend it. Upload a single version tailored to the role you most want. Okay. Since you can't tailor your resume to the needs of every recruiter who might find it on the job board, because remember now, recruiters are here, but they might be looking for a number of positions, right? The tailoring only happens when you know the position precisely. And so it's best to tailor for the job you believe you're best for, you're most interested in, and that you're best suited for. So it is a bit misleading to say, oh yeah, you'd actually have a bunch of multiple tailored resumes, because you just don't know. This is not the final step. You're not actually looking at one specific job at the time. You're going to have people look at your resume for multiple things. The searchers are still a little bit less than totally precise on the company side of things, on the recruiting side of things, on the hiring side of things. So no, just one. And look, despite what you've read, despite what you've heard, recruiters can read a resume for a project manager in the banking industry and see the applicability of your skills to program management and social care. They can. A more general resume is totally fine on a job board. I'm not talking about abstracted up to the level where you could be considered for any job. That's wasteful. That will be an adjective-filled cipher. But you can tailor it for the job that you want. And if I'm looking at your resume and I see something that would be of interest to me, even if it's not in the same industry, that's fine. Again, we're looking at what you've done and how well you've done it. And we're smart when we look at your resume. We say, well, okay, I know what that job does, and that job is very similar to ours. This person that I'm looking at, their resume, may not want to do what it is we do. That's okay. I'm all right with that. But I'm looking for you as a human being with a package of skills, and I'm willing to be fairly open about it. As long as I think the skills are there, you may not want to do it. That's fine. But I'm not going to turn you down just because I'm going to guess in your head that you don't want to do what it is I want you to do. And look, be smart. Name your resume with your name. So in my case, it'd be Mark Horseman, and then say July 2011 resume. Okay. .doc, by the way. There's nothing worse as a recruiter than having a bunch of resumes on your hard drive or a shared drive with the company with the names all beginning resume. Dudes, that makes it way harder. And you got to put your name in the title of the document, because we may search on, hey, wasn't that guy named Mark? Or wasn't he named Mike or Wendy or Maggie, right? Including the month.
You know, I was going to ask you that about the month. You include the month in it, and why the month? What does that matter?
No, you have to. No, I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait for that one.
Please.
No, sorry. Look, let's go to the, well, okay. What did we say we're going to do? You got to update your profile monthly, right? And your resume monthly. Look, when recruiters search job boards, they are able to restrict the results by the date the profile was last updated. Okay, folks, little clue here. I'm going to say it again. When recruiters search job boards, they are able to restrict the results that they get by the date the profile was last updated. I'm just going to throw something out there, and I'm going to pause for a second, actually probably just a millisecond, because that's me. How many, you guys, as you're listening, you're driving and work, and by the way, all those of you who share your commute with us, thank you. Be safe. We never wish for you to have a longer commute, but every once in a while people say, yeah, I have an hour and a half commute and I love you guys. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I hope your spouse tolerates that. And if your kids are in the car with you, hello to your kids. Folks, just sit there in your car for a moment, if that's what you're doing, or if you're mowing the lawn or you're doing laundry right now or doing housework, whatever it is, how many profiles do you think Monster has on it? Just think for a minute. And the answer is, folks, 25 million.
25 million.
Yeah, wow. Dudes, really? And I think that gives us some sense of the scope and the anonymity that inherently happens. And the fact, hopefully that number helps people go, yeah, maybe I need to make some personal connections as well. It is a great anonymous digital marketplace. But ultimately, one company can only hire one person at a time. And you're only one person. When a recruiter does a search, she doesn't want a long list of candidates who aren't currently looking and loaded their resumes a year ago or 2 years ago or even more than that. Depending upon how many profiles a search returns, she might restrict the search to the last 6 months, 3 months, or even just the last month. So you use this to your advantage. The system works from the last time the profile was updated, not when it was created. Make a note on your task list to re-upload your resume once a month. Change the title of the resume to the current month and then upload the new resume. Your profile is going to be seen as updated, and your profile will come up as current in that recruiter's search. This is one of those bon mots in a cast, Mike, that makes me think we should charge for that. But no. And look, folks, I'm not suggesting that there's enormous value in that. But gee whiz, we don't want you not doing that. We don't want you wondering why you did it 3 months ago. And you're saying to yourself, there's nothing appreciable that's changed in my accomplishments. And so therefore, I don't need to change my resume, right? And frankly, Mark and Mike told me years ago, you only need to update it once a quarter. That's true. But this is a job board. And now we're talking about searches and how they happen. And by the way, this is also a good opportunity. If you think of yourself as in an active search, this is a good opportunity to review your career management document and your resume and your profile to see if there's anything you can add in order to make them more attractive to an employer.
Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, check out the discussion forums, www.manager-tools.com/forums. We'll see you there. So long, folks.